on, y'all. I'm looking for a pen.
You are going.
All right, thank you. Let me get a pen. Okay, here I am now. I'm going to call the Health and Social Services Committee emergency meeting to order. Today is September the 24th, and it's 9 a.m. Thank you all for attending early today so that we could get through all of our agenda. And first on the agenda is prayer. And second speaker, would you say our prayer this morning?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just if you would bow your heads, I just want to say thank you, my Lord God and Jesus Christ, my Savior, for being with all of us as we try to be good stewards of our money and our duties and responsibilities, Father God. I ask that you bless our chief and assistant chief, all of my colleagues and our Minerals Council, all of our boards, our employees, Father God, as we all do our best to try to serve this government, Father God. I ask that you bless all of our drum keepers, all of our roadmen. I ask that you be with all of our cooks and all of our committees, Father God. And just God bless anybody that has need this day, whatever it may be. Please be with all of those that suffer illness and with their families, Father God, and all these things I pray in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Next on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Speaker Pratt. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present. We have a quorum. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Chair Stabler.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes, ma'am. Page 3, motion to amend. Are those numbers correct? Was it 600,000?
Yes.
So 13.3 went to 12.9?
That part I can't recall, and I don't have that bill up yet.
Chair?
Yes, Caitlin.
I took those numbers direct out of the email I was sent with the amendment, so I do know that's what the amendment was.
It reduced the principal by a million, and it reduced the administrative to 600,000. But I thought we were really just reducing the overall by 1 million.
That's what I recall.
Just a second here. We're going to open up some things. Actually, if you go back to the email, there's a minutes attachment, and the minutes attachment, I think, was that. No, that wasn't that amendment. That's a different amendment.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Caitlin.
If it would be helpful, I can email you the amendment.
The amendment, okay.
I'll send it. I'm emailing it to you right now.
Chairwoman.
Congressman Walker.
It appears to me to be right. The overall amendment was $1 million, and that included the $600,000 professional fees portion of the budget, and then the portion for the actual benefit itself. That's a $400,000 reduction. So that's a total of $1 million. And the vote tally appears to be right as well.
I see that now. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Caitlin.
You're welcome.
Chair Stabler.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I see a possible typo on page 6 when we're looking at the fitness center sections. I need to pull it back up. Give me just a second. I believe on the, hang on. It says section 24 twice, and I believe one of it's supposed to be section 25 and one is supposed to be section 24. So yes, in the actual paragraph on the motion to review, under the one that says section 25, fitness center hominy, in the actual motion, section 24 is in the motion and it should be 25.
I see that. I think that section 24 goes with, well, I'm not sure. I'm not going to say. Anyway, Clark, did you get that?
Yes, ma'am, and I will correct it.
Chairwoman.
Congressman Walker.
Motion to report at the top or bottom of page 5. Seems like there were two section 11s, and that's how it's represented in the budget. Was that the case? Community health rep, section 11. Community service block grant, section 11.
Clark will probably have to check that.
I think I just accidentally put it in there twice on that final motion to report. Is that what you're talking about, Congressman Walker?
On the motion to report at the bottom of page 5, it has two section 11s. For some reason, I wanted to say that that came up during the review, but I don't recall for sure.
Yeah. Let me look at the bill.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
On that same, thank you, Madam Chair. On that same line, in the final hang on. In the motion to review, page 6 in the motion to report, it says that I made the motion, but it lists section 11 twice under community service block grant.
Yeah,
community service block grant.
I think that's what Congressman Walker's referring to as well.
Oh, I apologize.
Madam Chair.
6.
Yes, Caitlin.
I just checked the bill, and there is only one section 11, and it is community service block grant. I just accidentally put it in there twice, okay. So I will correct that.
Okay.
So is that page 5 or page 6, guys?
Page 6.
Okay, that's where I was at. I thought he said page 5. I apologize.
Oh, it was on page 5, too.
Yeah, I was referencing the bottom of page 5.
All right, my bad. Sorry.
Right, and I'm at 6, Caitlin.
Chairwoman.
Congressman Walker.
Right, and there's also a section 11 in the final motion report, middle of page 6. And that amendment should be for ONCA 2198, not ONCA 2195, correct?
Mark?
You see because the first motion was for ONCA 2195, all the federal or the non-tribal, and then the second motion, for instance, the fitness centers, that's all tribal dollars. That should be 2198.
Yes, correct. I'll make that amendment.
I'm sorry, y'all. I left my big notebook at home with all my notes in it. So.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Thank you all. Next on our agenda is ONCA 2105, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC Section 3-107 to include payment of Medigap Plan F and Part D deductibles and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts is the sponsor, and so you have the floor, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCA 21-105 is pretty straightforward. All it does is amend Title 16, Section 3-107A to include language that allows us to continue paying deductibles for Part D. This is currently a practice of the nation. But it's not included in the law. So all this does is bring law up to code with what we're doing and urge colleagues to support it. Told Paula this would be pretty quick and hope it's pretty straightforward. Thank you, Madam Chair. Open to any questions.
Are there any questions or comments?
I have a question just for the sake of asking it.
Congressman Walker.
I mean, I agree. I mean, that's the way I understand it. With that said, would that have resulted in there not being a fiscal analysis being done?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's correct. I mean, I don't know that I even put that much thought into it. This is already a practice of the nation, so this bill would have no fiscal impact on what's currently taking place. So I don't feel that there would be a need for a fiscal impact or fiscal analysis. Happy to request one if that's the will of the committee. But this legislation isn't going to cost the nation any more money.
Chairwoman.
Congressman Walker.
I'll move it. If there are no other questions, I agree.
I have a question.
Okay. I'll yield.
Under Part A, under Section A, lines 27 through 30, may opt out limited health benefit enroll and receive Medigap prep plan, including deductibles. So that was what I thought this bill was about, because it said including deductibles, that you were switching, because this was one that was brought up last year, actually by the chief's office, to cover deductibles and copays. So there is no change in the current existing. I know they offer F, and people can take F, but that did not include deductibles.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't believe there is a deductible with Part F. The deductible really is just there for Part D, and that was the language that Trey had used to draft this. So all it's saying is by adding including deductibles, you're allowing us to pay Part D deductibles, which is the current practice of the nation. So we're currently doing this. The change was brought forward by the executive branch last year. I believe myself and a few other members expressed some concern that we might be doing something without the coverage in law to do that. But we didn't move forward with an amendment to the law last year. And it looks like the executive branch went ahead and moved forward with the paying of the deductible for the Part D. So this law brings us back up to date with the ability and law to pay for the deductible for Part D. That's all this is doing. So it's not changing anything other than the fact that we're in law allowing what's already taken place.
Okay. My thought was it came with $1 million price tag last year. So, okay.
Madam Chair, I believe that's correct. It was about $1 million, which is why some of us expressed concern about the executive branch's office ability to do something without authorization from Congress that could cost up to $1 million. But we did it. So at this point, I think it's a good idea. We should be covering that deductible. But I also believe that we need it in law. That's what we're doing.
Okay. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
I just wanted to confirm that Congressman Potts is correct. They are already paying Part D. And we were given the numbers yesterday on how many there were 65 and older. It was a little over 1,000, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I'll be supporting this.
Okay. Are there any other questions or discussion? If not, Congressman Walker.
Chair, this is Rebard. I have a quick question, and so forgive me because I'm just what I kind of feel from working over an executive is that it sounds like Potts is just cleaning up language that's not currently in there. Mm-hmm. Are they going to say to us, you can't tell us how to operate, or are they going to reference the Supreme Court ruling on this? Because it sounds like, and I've kind of always thought that the certain bills, you know, may be telling them how to operate something or a direct service. And I just want to know if Congressman Potts has reached out over there since they brought it up last year. Are they requesting like clarity, kind of like what we had to do with the last year with the health benefit? They asked for some clarity in the law about the rollover. Is this to strengthen it? Because I just don't want this to go and then they say, you know, it doesn't get signed because we're telling them how to operate.
Congressman Potts, do you have a response?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I haven't spoken to anybody in executive regarding this, but I feel that the opposite is the concern. They're currently operating without authorization in law, which means we shouldn't be having this conversation of, well, what do they feel is allowable? What they're doing right now is not allowable by law. So putting this into law allows them to continue operating, which I think is a good thing, because I think we should be covering that deductible for Part D. This is what would allow them to continue to do that with authorization that's in law.
Anyone have anything else?
Chair, it's Rebard. So just get me caught up, Congressman Potts. So when this was established, this piece of it, I guess we failed to include the language, but what caused them to go ahead and do that, I guess? Was it an appropriation? I'm just trying to understand it. That's all. I'm not, I agree with it most certainly, especially if we're doing it and it helps our folks, but I just want to make sure that we're covered in everything. What was it, an appropriation then that
cause them to go ahead and do that with the deductible, or do you know, or do you guys know?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I can't speak to the motivations of the executive branch. However, I know that this is being paid out of the revolving fund. So with the appropriation to the revolving fund, that amount could have been used for additional health benefits for individuals. It could have been used for a higher amount per year for an individual health benefit, which is a mechanism that's already built into the health benefit law. But instead of either one of those options, the executive branch chose to instead pay the deductible for Part D for elders, which again is not a bad thing, but it's not something that was covered in the law. So all this bill does is put in law that what we're doing, or what was chosen to do with the funds that were appropriated for the health benefit, is an allowable practice.
So one last
question. Okay, thank you.
One last question for me. Didn't that bill fail last year?
Madam Chair?
Congressman Potts.
No. So the appropriation was to the health benefit revolving fund. So what expenditures come out of that fund is governed by 16.3107, which does not include deductibles at this time.
I
but we are paying deductibles.
I understand that, but I thought the bill came before us last year and it did not pass to pay the deductibles. So then they took it upon themselves under policy, is what you're saying, or just did it?
I don't know how they've chosen to operate, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. I guess it's just whatever the committee wants to do. Congressman Walker, are you still willing to make that motion?
Sure. I move to report bill number ONCA-21-105 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion here? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Motion passes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Motion to adjourn.
A motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed? No. All right. We are adjourned. Thank you all very much.
I'll be sending out a committee report shortly.
Thank you. Ms. Caitlin, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Are we off the air?
Not yet. We are okay. Not, but Jordan's going to turn us off.
All right, great. I just wanted you to, I wanted to look at something together if we can.
Sure.
Just let me know when we're off the air.